Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. Those of you who have been, we had a record January, and we appreciate that. All the activity, that tells me that we're doing something right. We're creating content. We're creating resources. We're creating connections and a community that benefit you in your small business. And I like to see the volume grow, the traffic grow, because it's all for free. I don't know who's coming to see us. I don't know who you are. We don't keep up with that. If you email us or if you subscribe to our newsletter, we have your email. If you send us an email and ask a question or something like that and tell us who you are, then that's when we know. But otherwise, we don't know who shows up. We just know what the numbers are. And the numbers are good and growing. And so I'm very happy about that, because that's our goal here. That's our mission here at the Small Business Network, is to create the kind of information and the tools and the resources that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And our other goal is to provide all that for you for free. And we ask our corporate partners to help us pay for that. And they do. And so I hope you thank them for their contribution to all the stuff that we do. And I hope you thank them with your business. Okay, I've been talking about the Small Business Survival Course that I've created. It's just my own invention, and it's basically what it is. It's some of the top fundamentals, some of the most important fundamentals that might not be right up on your radar screen every day that I wanted you to think about. And I've talked about human resources. I've talked about financials. I've talked about management. And now we're in the portion of the SBSC course called marketing. And earlier in the week, I talked about customers, how to work with customers. Now I want to talk about vendors, the other side of that transaction. You know, if you think about it, you're sort of in a sandwich here between your customers and your vendors. You're the nexus between the people who create the things that you buy and the people who buy the things that you sell. And so you're handing off. You're taking things from one group of people, the vendors, in the one hand, and you're swapping it over to the other hand and giving it to the other folks, the customers, your customers. And so it's a very interesting little triangle there, a very interesting little dance that we do as business owners between our vendors and our customers. And sometimes we get squeezed by our vendors and our customers. And I've talked about that already from a financial standpoint. We get squeezed from a cash flow standpoint. Sometimes we do. But what I want to make sure today is that we talk about how to make sure that these relationships that we build with our vendors are productive relationships, that they're good for us, not just good for them, and not just good for our customers. And by that I mean building strategic alliances with your vendors. If some of you may remember that when I, way back, and I'm talking 7 years ago, in the 20th century, I was predicting that the three things that were going to be very important for small business owners to be able to do in the 21st century, the three things were leveraging technology, becoming better networkers, creating more better and more communities, and three, building strategic alliances. And what I meant by that was using other people's assets to leverage your dream. And letting them benefit from that. That's what a strategic alliance is. If you have the goods and I have the trucks and goods need to be delivered, then why would you go buy the trucks when you and I can form an alliance and use my trucks to deliver your goods? You've got the contract. You've got the goods. You just need my trucks. Don't buy the trucks. Use my trucks. And when I say alliance, that could just be a contractual relationship. How many times have you seen a Ryder truck, for example, going down the road, obviously not being driven by somebody who's moving? It's being driven by a company, some company representative. And the Ryder truck is the delivery mechanism, the delivery entity of this other company. Happens all the time. But, and I'm just using that as an example, Ryder or any of the other leasing companies, they're not only the people who lease the trucks to this company to deliver those goods, but they actually take care of the maintenance. They might even provide the financing. They might even help with the distribution. And so now what you have is you don't just have a vendor. When you order a manufactured product from a company and they drop it off on your dock and send you a bill, they're a vendor. But if you've had any kind of a conversation with them about how that should be packaged, how those products should be packaged, maybe a little differently because you have a customer with a special requirement. Or maybe instead of dropping it off at the dock, you want it brought inside. Or maybe instead of dropping it off at your dock, you want it delivered to your customer and then taken inside. Now, you've got a relationship that's more of a strategic alliance with a vendor than just a traditional or an old-fashioned vendor relationship. So what I want you to do is I want you to look at the people that you buy stuff from, whether it be, and it could be a product or a service. I want you to look at that relationship that you have with them, and I want you to think about that relationship. What do they do for you? But also, you know, take the blinders off and expand your thoughts. Expand your vision for what they do and what you need to have done. And what might happen is you identify a way that you can reduce your payroll. You can hold your payroll costs down by leveraging that vendor a little bit differently. Maybe you can use the relationship you have with them to leverage your own capital a little bit further. Maybe there's a way that you would pay them, maybe consignment or something like that. A lot of different ways. And I want to talk about this some more right after these messages. Very important in the 21st century that we not think about our vendors just as vendors. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Booker T and the MGs. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and talking about vendors, talking about the Small Business Survival Course and vendors, how to deal with vendors. And you know what? You're probably a vendor to yourself. You very well may be a vendor. If you're doing business to business, if any of your customers, even if part of your customers are regular consumers, they're the end user, there's a very good chance that your business also sells to other businesses. And if that's the case, you are a vendor. Maybe you hadn't thought about it before. And so when I talk about developing more alliances with vendors rather than just doing business with them, buying their stuff. You know, I'm talking about these are things that you can suggest to your customers, to your business customers. And you've heard me talk about this before. You've heard me talk about becoming integrated with your partners, with your customers. And of course, if you're a vendor, that means that these businesses you sell to, they're your customers. Some of you only sell to businesses. Some of you are straight up business to business companies, B2B, as they say. And so you're one of the vendors I'm talking about. And so think about that. when you think about these relationships, in the old days, when everybody did their own thing, that basically you were a vendor, and I remember those days. It hasn't been that long ago. You basically sold your stuff, and you called on the customer. You sold your stuff, and you dropped it off at the dock, and they took it from you, and they went and did their thing, and you sent them a bill, and they paid you, and that was it. That's not the case in the 21st century for the most part. More and more people, more and more businesses are looking to their vendors to be more than just a vendor, to not just drop the stuff off on the dock, to think about ways that we can serve our customers. If I love seeing the different ways that companies are doing these things, the different ways that they're leveraging different people. I'll give you an example. I saw this over the weekend. I was in, as you may know, I was in Washington, D.C. last week, Thursday and Friday. Well, the plane that brought me back home was a U.S. Air plane. It was U.S. Air. The crew that flew the airplane was an Air Wisconsin crew. Now, actually, the truth is, the airplane was Air Wisconsin. But the route, or the route, as they say in North Carolina, the route was a U.S. Air route, and the people I did business with was U.S. Air, but the plane and the crew, the pilots and the stewardess, the cabin crew, they were Air Wisconsin. I had a long talk with the pilot. We had a little delay. I had a long talk with him about that. I did not understand how all that worked yet, and he explained it to me. So here I am. I did business with U.S. Air, but the people who fulfilled the entire transaction, or at least the physical transaction, not the ticketing, not the taking of the money, not the baggage handling, but the delivery of Jim Blassingame back home, was entirely done by a vendor, Air Wisconsin, which doesn't own any routes of their own, any routes of their own. You can't do business. You as a consumer can't do business with Air Wisconsin. You can't book a ticket on Air Wisconsin. But yet they own 80 airplanes and have about 260 pilots plus the cabin crews that they have. Think about that. Now think about that kind of a vendor relationship with U.S. Air. And somehow that makes U.S. Air more effective, more productive. Now, that's pretty extreme because they actually touch U.S. Air's customers. And so that's taking it all the way to the nth degree. When you actually are a vendor and you fulfill your job so much, you go so far that you actually serve the customer directly. But it doesn't have to be that way. It can be all these varying degrees prior to that. The main thing that I want to get across, though, before we wrap this up, is if you have vendors, I want you to meet with those vendors. Sit at the table with them. Roll your sleeves up and say, okay, here's what we need to have done. What can you do to help us? Or talk to us about some of the new ways that you're doing business with your other customers. What are some things that you're doing, some innovative things that you're doing that would help us to do a better job with our companies, with our customers? And here's the last thing I'm going to tell you. If you can't find that an attitude among your vendors, if you have any vendors that don't have and won't have that kind of a conversation with you, who aren't capable of having that kind of a 21st century conversation with you, you need to find another vendor. Because just like buses, there's another one coming along every 6 minutes. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend, Governor Jim Gilmore. We're going to talk about Homeland Security and small business. Right after these messages, this show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.